This message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Victory Inheritance Ministries, the City of Hope. As you listen, may the Holy Spirit minister to you in the simplicity of the Word of God.
Precious name. I saw Brother Nadozi after, I'm sure the first time we are seeing him this year. Is it true? Let's celebrate him. You still remember who is in Nadozi? Welcome, sir. Good to see you in church. Blessed be God. Thank God for Easter. Amen. And I hope the next time will not be December, Christmas. Yeah. It's my younger brother. Matthew and chapter number 27. Matthew and chapter number 27. I will be speaking on the purpose of resurrection. I'll be speaking the purpose of resurrection. Matthew chapter number 27. As we are preaching and speaking these words, we are praying, and I want it to be a light. And pray along with me. Praise God, somebody. Matthew 27 from verse 1. But before we go into that, I want to let you know that in the letter of Paul to the church in Corinth, if I can have that on the screen, chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse 12. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 12, if you have it. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? Next verse. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. Go on. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also vain. Yea, and we have found false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. 16. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ not raised, your faith is in vain. Your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. Well, thank God for the resurrection. That's the difference between the Christian faith and any other religion. The risen Christ. It is because there's hope of resurrection. That is why the scripture said in the book of Thessalonians that we should not weep. Peradventure you have lost someone. Don't weep like them that have no hope. But because we shall see again. And that's what gives me confidence that one day I will see my daughter again in Binabo. One day I'll see my brother and friend called Dickin Chigozie. One day I'll see my daughter, Veronica. One day I'll see my former cameraman, Sam, who passed. One day I'll see my brother, my younger brother, Benjamin Imogu, who was brutally murdered on the streets of Abuja. That gives me that confidence that we weep like them that have no hope. Christ died and he rose. The Bible said he went to the grave and dealt a blow to Satan, took the key of life and suffocated death. And so we don't weep like them that have no hope, because death is not the end. It's the plantation of life in believers. That's why believers don't die, they sleep. And when the time comes, they shall wake. Somebody say a resurrection. Resurrection. I didn't hear say resurrection. Resurrection. That is our confidence in Christ Jesus. He said, if he has no reason, then our preaching is in vain. To the glory of God, there are living testimonies and evidences to prove that. For those of you that have not been privileged to be in Jerusalem or Israel, Nazareth, anywhere, I pray in your lifetime, God grant you grace to go to that land. And then you see the Bible alive on itself. I give God praise. Matthew and chapter 27, let's run quickly. The resurrection morning. All over the world, believers, faithfuls are gathered to celebrate the greatest news that came to mankind and the defeat of Satan. Bible said they buried him and were afraid of him even at death, that they have to go and get permission from the head of their time. They rose throne, great stone, put soldiers to watch his grave because they want to stop him from getting up. And he did not to roll stone like men or shoot any bullet. It took just an angel to rest on the stone for the stone to roll it off his own accord. And he came up, he was not in a hurry to run away. And when Mary came, I was crying, saw someone that he could not understand. And she was asked, why seek ye the living among the dead? Why are you behaving like a dead man when you have breath inside of you? Why are you looking less of yourself because of the testimony of your father? Your testimony is different from that of your father. And I have spoken to you by the grace and by the blood of Jesus. Where your father did not get to, you will get there. Amen. The kind of honor your father never got, you will get it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because of the blood of Jesus that was shed over your life. There is no limit to the extent you can go. As much as you can see, God can grant you. If you believe, you will become. If you trust him, he will enforce his will in your life. Am I talking to someone this morning? Matthew 27 and verse 1. Quickly. If you are there, say, I'm there. Amen. Verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And so I come this morning in the name that is above every other name. The only one that planned to put you to death is someone who is afraid of your destiny. People don't kill a nobody. They don't destroy, they don't connive, they don't waste their time discussing somebody that have no substance. I am here to let you know you have enough package. And it's a problem to the devil. And the higher you go, you become a threat to an enemy. And so therefore they go to the extent of annihilating their enemy. But we have a good news. What they meant for evil. Oh, you didn't hear me. What they meant for evil, God will turn it for good. And so by the resurrection power, if there is any person unknown to you that meeting has been held over your life or over your business, over your career, they want to bring you down, they have met, they have held counsel. The powerful have met counsel. They call them powerful, but the mighty, call him almighty, is the beginning and the end. We stand by the blood that was shed and we provoke the grace of our resurrection in the name of Jesus. They will fail in their mission. I said they will fail in their mission. The same way they stop your father and your parents, they want to stop you. But we release fire over their enterprise. In the name of Jesus. Every gathering that is not of God over your life, by this resurrection power, it shall not stand. It shall not stand. It shall not stand. In the name of Jesus. You will not die before your time. Amen. Say, I will not die before my time. I will not be reduced. In the name of Jesus. My bones shall not be broken. In the name of Jesus. Nothing will die in my hand. I speak life. The covenant of life is over my heritage. In the name of Jesus. I will live. I can't hear you. I will live. I will fulfill purpose. I will see my children in the name of Jesus. Wave those hands and shout hallelujah. Quickly, verse 3. Let's run to verse 3. Verse 3, because of time. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself, and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders. Give her volume. Saying, and some are here, their own is still on. They will not quickly put it off now. Put it on silence. Honor God. There's just little things that can affect somebody's destiny. I will not know where the problem started. I'm telling you. This cannot happen before the president. My brother served in the presidency, and he will tell me that anytime the president is coming to a meeting, first of all, you all will be seated before he comes. Number two, you are not allowed to even put your hand in a pocket to take it because you're a security threat to them. These are what they do to a mortal man. And then we'll come to church. I will not be surprised on people on Facebook now. Chatting with their friends, and God is presence. And sometimes you ask, you dishonor God. You don't know where the problem is coming. Saying the church is not praying. I am praying. It is you that has problem. And I cannot pray more than grace given to me. Go and face what you have gotten by yourself. Let's be careful. Honor God. Maybe you live here, go to yourself. But this is the house of God. It's a tent, but it's called the house of God. Verse 4, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See to that. And verse 5 says, and he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went to hang himself. The last verse 6 says, and the chief priests took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for to put them into the treasury because it is the price of blood. If you are here and you're hearing the sound of my voice, you are in this church, you have collected money for the murder of someone. For your good, don't bring it to the church. You betrayed your friend just for money. It's blood money. Some children are suffering over what their parents did. They do not know. Because their father has made someone to shed tears or maybe die. These guys have an understanding that this is blood money. We will not touch it. Don't put it into the treasury before it mess up. It eat up the life that is in us. Judas thought he was smart. Some people are walking over your life thinking they are smart. Some people, the spirit of betrayal lives inside of them. They've done the first one, they succeeded. They did the second, they succeeded. And they call it success. No wonder the Bible said good success. So there are good success and there is success. Hallelujah, someone. And so Judas was celebrating. His master looked at him and said, betray thou thy master. He kissed him. The kiss of death, the kiss of betrayal. That's what a lot of people do, even in our nation and across the globe. They live on their friend. They climb through their friend. They deny their friend. They betray their friend. They accuse their friend what they did not. They bear false witness against an innocent woman or an innocent man. And God will surely judge that. Remember, this guy, he refused to read the scripture. He will have known that a prophet has gone forth ahead of time. Prophecy has gone time. That surely the Son of Man will die. Surely he will be betrayed. But woe, the word woe is curse. Curse is that man. Curse is his generation. Through whom the Son of Man shall die. I pray in the name that is above every other name, everyone that is under the sound of my voice, that your hand, that your family hand shall not be involved in blood money. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It will lead to death. You'll be alive, you wish to die. He went to hang himself. Before the executioner was executed, he was executed himself. He killed himself. Because he betrayed trust. He betrayed trust. There is no peace for the wicked. If you are here this morning, you have opportunity to repent. If you survive by inflicting pain on others, there is no peace. That's the spirit of Judah that is operating in you. It will end up at death, miserable death. That they use the money to buy a land. It was dedicated for people who died the death of betrayal. That's where they are buried. It will not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter what prophecy is on the head of any man, but as long as it's a negative prophecy, you will not be an instrument to that fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Let's go to verse 17 quickly. Verse 17. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom will you that I release unto you? Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ. That is a thief, a confirmed robber, a terrorist, a robber, known in their land. On the left, and Jesus on the right, before the people. Whom do you want? Because in that time, in their tradition, once a year, the Pilate, the king, the leader, were always free. According to the need and the request of the people. They have the choice to make who didn't want. Now there is his righteousness on the right hand, unrighteousness on the left hand, evil on the left hand, righteousness, goodness, and mercy on the right. Beloved, the people, and look at their response. Verse 18 says, for he knew that for envy they had delivered him. So even Pilate knew that Jesus was free. But he could not gain what we call the political will. He has no will. He wanted to defend his seat. He was interested in his seat. Since he knew the truth, deliver the truth. That's what a lot of us do. When the argument and discussion is good, somebody is about to be nailed, to be punished. You know the truth. You close your mouth. You are an accessory after the facts. You are part of it. Just like a military, if a coup is taking place and you hear, you didn't talk. When it failed, you are equal to part of it. It's the same death by firing squad. The Bible said he knew Pilate that it was a product of envy. What will you do with envy? You cannot be that person. The problem is that you have failed to focus on your gifting. That's why you are focusing on another person's gifting. Every one of us, God has given us something that will take us to the top. Someone has decided to pay sacrifice, make sacrifice to develop his grace. And then you are turning to be envious of her, envious of him, to the point of plotting even his death. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, have thou nothing to do with that just man? I don't know who God has sent me to. You are hearing me via this transmission or on site here. And there is a matter, and you are being called on. You know the truth. They want to drag you there as a seal to nail it finally. Now you know the person is free. By the resurrection power, I ask that you receive boldness, confidence, amen, to stand for the truth. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Because can I tell you something? Anything you do must affect someone. Anything that you do. Just like some people can have access to mighty place. If you are related to the president, if you are related to him, on that alone, you can have access to where people cannot have access. So the same way, if you also have a bad name, it will also affect you. The wife came to him, have nothing to do with that just man. For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. Keep warning him, but he hardened his heart because of you and I. It was a process to Golgotha, and nothing will stop it. Somebody must be an instrument. There must be a willing hand in the hand of Satan. My prayer in the name of Jesus, that it shall not be you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. When they are plotting evil, you will not be used. Amen. They will not consider you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Verse 24, quickly. Verse 24. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just man. See to it. See to it. Verse 25. Then answered all the people and said, what did they say? One to go. His blood on us and our children. The children were not there. Father said, let the blood be on us and on our children. So an innocent child that is not yet born is already cursed. His father has taken that. So some people need to really pray. Some of us need to pray and pray and pray, because you don't know what your father has covenanted. Covenanted. You don't know where he went to take birth on your behalf. You don't know the shrine, the altar. Yeah, you had paid obeisance to. And so anyone that is connected to that lineage will go through hardship and the consequences of blood. Let his blood be on us. If only they stopped there, they incorporated their children into it. Stretch forth your hand in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By the resurrection, rise on your feet. By the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus. Let any evil covenant of your parents cease to work in your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every evil covenant, your dad, your mom, cease to have influence
Amen.
Over your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
What limited them by the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus will not limit you.
Amen.
I free you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare you free
Amen.
Of every impediment,
Amen.
Evil,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Incorporated by your parents
Amen.
Over your life and your destiny.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus wash you free.
Amen.
Wash you free.
Amen.
Separate you.
Amen.
Deliver you
Amen.
From delays.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From delays.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From breaking forth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
From succeeding.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are broken away from those covenants
Amen.
By the power of resurrection.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are set free.
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 Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Take your seat. Masakaya Lebus. 27, quickly. Time is going. Hallelujah. Verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common room and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, just for one man. And they stripped him. They stripped him. When a man is stripped, when a woman is stripped before the people, that's shame. That's a symbol of shame. He paid the price he did not owe. And owe the price. He did not. I needed someone to wash such sins away. But now I sing amazing song, amazing grace. My Jesus paid a debt that I could never. He paid the debt, he paid the debt, he did not owe. I owe the debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away.
Now I can sing,
now I can sing a brand new song, amazing grace. Lord Jesus, pay the debt that I could never pay. And they stripped him and put him on a scarlet robe. When they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head. And they reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hey, King of the Jews." And they spied upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. Isaiah 53 says, "Who has believed our report?" Can I have that scripture? "And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Isaiah 53, quickly. "Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Next verse. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that you should desire him. Next verse. He is despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid it where our faces from him. I can identify with this. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Next verse. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Stop there. Just like some parents refuse to carry Gucci bags, some women, mothers, refuse to buy Gucci, and their friends are carrying to make sure that you go to school. So they exchange their comfort for your future. So it becomes a curse, eternal curse, when you rise and you forgot such a mother or father who refused to drive car. Not that he didn't have the money, but he has to use it to pay your school fees. And you forgot him. Your life is in danger. The Bible said, if you fail to honor your father and your mother, your days will be short. So, John 6 said it, that God has not come to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation, that the world have turned away from light and followed darkness. So people are not going to hell because they didn't come to church enough time, or they didn't give money to the church. That's not the criteria to hell. Not because necessarily what they wear. It's not what you wear is not taking you to hell. It's just for us, yes, it could be offensive and affect our culture and belief. That's what we contest. But it does not determine whether you're going to hell or heaven. What determines they are going to hell and heaven is simple. The rejection of this price that was paid. Jesus is not expecting you to carry a weight you cannot carry. That's not what he's calling for. That's why St. Paul is writing, it's not by works of righteousness. It's not by works of righteousness. It's a simple rejection of love. Do you know what love is? Do you know when somebody, when a man loves a woman or a woman loves a man, there are some people that don't survive it when that love is rejected. That tells you, that's a picture of what we're talking about. This is a man that can, he told them at the garden, you came to arrest a thief, but I've been in the temple preaching, you could not. He said, but this is your hour. It's called the hour of darkness. And because I understand dynamism of time, it's your time, so I submit. Because in your presence, Marcus' ear was removed by Peter. I stooped and replaced it. It didn't move you, that I could call legions of angels and take you all out. But I cannot obstruct salvation process. For he must die for you to live. And that's it. So when this life is offered, imagine a man worked hard, made money. He can send his son to Cambridge, and his son look at his father and say, I know they go to school. You made a home for your son. He chose to live under the bridge. Tell me how the man feels. That's exactly what a lot of us are doing to this price that is paid. Sinners spat on him. When we went to Israel, sir, that last hour, they were showing us at every time he moved the cross, wherever his hand touched on the wall, is engraved there. You see it counting one after the other. He was the one that entered Lazarus' tomb. My faith didn't get there. The elder was the only one because, you know, there they don't bury, they don't dig grave and bury. They bury in caves. It's caves. That's how they bam. I couldn't go there. I said, what of if that rock, that will, what of if you now fall there? What will I say? But this man, his faith was more than my own. He entered there. I was stood behind. I said, I will give account. Yeah. They were real. They were real. Ibo man said, jiggy them. Oh, yeah, when Jesus jiggy them. Jiggy them. Oh, jiggy them. Oh, yeah, when Jesus jiggy them. Osogi, gi, ke, na, ba,
Mary, gi,
Mary, di, kain, ge, me, ruwa, labo, shataya, ye, mi, Jesus, o, ge, ni, ne, ka, was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripe we are healed. We are healed. You know, when I tell you don't understand, he is a sight in your eyes. Pastor, how do you mean? Some people, their eyes are walking at this, but they are not seeing. So he is the sight in your eyes. The strength in your bone. People have bones on their leg, but they can't stand. But Christ is the strength. Your heart has been beating 5 years, 6 years, 20, 30, 50. Some of us are getting to 60. Our heart has not packed out. The food you eat, you don't know how they are grinded and how they are separated. Your body assimilates the one that you need and passed out the poisonous one continuously. Even though you went to do evil at night, God still granted you sleep after you came back. You killed, God allowed you to come back. You go again, he still allow you to come back. Is it justified? No. He's still giving you time. Because I read on the cross that the thief on the left said, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm wrong. May I be with you in paradise? And he said, tonight, you'll be with me in paradise. From the time that statement was made, he was safe and ready for, as soon as you give up the ghost, to be in paradise. Jesus waited for 6 hours difference between that time before he gave up the ghost, waiting for the one on the right to change his mind, to recognize him as a Lord and personal Savior. So I begin to round up. I was 18 years at Kuramo College. The secondary school I attended is by Mobile there. Those schools that were green, that's my school. It's very clear to me, I can remember, in 1988, I sat in my class with my friend Samuel Johnson and Sivanos Iyamu, three of us, back seat. Because we are intelligent, so we like mocking people and laughing. Sitting there, I saw a young lady who was the head girl of the school, with Gideon Art Bible, blue. I can remember vividly, walking straight to where we were and to tell us that Jesus is Lord. I gave my life. My friends were laughing. Every Wednesday, she come take me to the school fellowship there. I don't know where she is, but she became an instrument to my change. And that her action has led to me leading this multitude of people and those online across, because I said yes to Jesus. I don't know what will have happened to me. I accepted Christ, and my parents pointed me. My father will always tell us, I have nothing to give you guys but to lead you to the Lord. Serve him. And that's my assignment to you this morning, to let you know that a price was paid for you, and to let you know if you miss heaven, you will not escape hell. There's no neutral zone there. It is real. Just like the baby in the womb. He never believed there is any other place outside the mom's womb until that 9 months. When he comes to the earth, he finds out there's life. Some people will think they are still sleeping. They are gone until there's a confirmation by a doctor that is dead. It's a transition. Don't be deceived by what you see in the internet. Some who tell you there's no God, there's no Jesus. No, that's a lie of the devil. It's as real as you ever think or imagine. You have an opportunity this resurrection morning to make peace with him. Verse 35, as I round up quickly. 35. He went down and defeated principalities and power, and rose again. And that's why we could say, ijile ninu ijile eshe adi ijile ninu ijile kabiyesi eshe we say ijile ninu ijile eshe ijile ninu ijile eshe. And they crucified him and parted his garment, casting lot, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Ladies and gentlemen, Christ is risen. In Mark chapter 8, 36, that's my last scripture. Mark 8 and 36. One of the followers of Jesus called Mark wrote in chapter 8, it was recorded, and verse 36. Well, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? What shall it profit a young man and a young woman to drive the best of car, leave of all the best of place, and end in damnation? Can I tell you something? There's this prayer I will pray. You say, let it be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Right? So why is it that when an armed robber is arrested, they don't take him to villa to be president and feed him well? They rather take him to court to judge him that he didn't do well. A fellow man said, for what you have done, you are condemned to death, either by hanging or by firing squad. The wages of sin is death. They say they don't believe it, but they practice everything about the scripture. And so don't expect that if you die in iniquity, paradise will be there for you. Don't think that you evaporate. You don't evaporate. You have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have body. This will decay. If I go to the grave of my brother, I will find nothing. My father will find nothing. 6 months after, Maggot is dismembered the body. Even the day we had to bury my father, I went to identify his body. Whereabout everybody was set there. When they opened the coffin, I told them, this is not my father. Yeah, I said, that's not my father. He took bath. They have to call the head of, who was not in around, called him on phone. We started debating. He said, your father has passed on over 6 months. You don't expect that he will be the same. I said, that's my father. What will I tell my other brother that I brought another person's cup? I'm trying to tell you how useless this body is. Guess what? I told them there's only one thing I will see, I believe, is my father. On his right hand, he was born that way. This bone here shoot out. Although it's covered with skin, but his bone is pushed, prostrated out this way. That's the way I met him as a grown young man. My father had that mark. He said, okay. I was told to excuse. They have to undress my father's body. Undress. And call me back. Immediately I walked in, I saw it, I said, that's my father. That's the only way I agreed to pick my father. That's where you are paying your attention to. You know, some people are not in church today because the cream they are supposed to rub, somebody took it away. The perfume that they prepared for Easter was missing. And out of annoyance, they refused to come to church because the combined perfume is not available. So they won't go to church. If you have seen what I've seen, I've buried babies, child, adult, old and young. I've seen it all. So that's the way doctors are. So when you know, have you ever seen a doctor crying? Because they see it per second. So some of you, that's why you are buga. You every time you'll be doing like this, because you've not seen the emptiness of life. The emptiness of life. I've seen it. And because I understood it, that was why November, that very day, we are having convention. A convention with my brother, one of my sweetest brother. Was shot to death. None of you knew about it. I still conducted service. I didn't believe until I got home. They are waiting for me for his burial to see Benjamin's body. Just like I saw Ibe's body. I saw Dick and Chigo's body. I saw Vera's body, Sam. So we have seen it all. We have been toughened by our experience. And so Christ and Christ alone. If you don't know him, better go know him. Better go know him. My father left his wallet, a little bag with me. In there was his green card, his American passport, his everything, all those things with there, and some dollars was there. And he passed. They are still with me. He couldn't go with anyone. Couldn't. Nothing. And that's how all of us we go. You know, but when we say it doesn't make sense, they're not smart. They're not smart. They just mess up like that. They just allow them to say they're cutting. If you are in court here, quit. This is your resurrection day to quit. All those guys who are telling you nothing they happen, we're there with you. Can I tell you something? They may be with you on Monday or Tuesday. Something will happen Wednesday, they are not there. And you're alone. You'll be knocked off. I've seen these things. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And those who are doing hookup, there is one you will hook, you will not be able to hook out. You will hook, you will not hook out again. It is the same person that hooked you up that will be waiting the day God has blessed you with a loving man. And you are ready for your celebration because his own is not there. It will, oh, thank you, ma. It will play the movie. You don't know this word. I know this word. Some of you, come and see. It touched me like this. We do it like this. We do it like this. Others are putting record. You are taking nude pictures, sending to a man, to impress a man. He receives it. You don't know if he's the one that receives it. His friend has transferred it and waiting for you. Because you fail to live the life of moderation and the life of Christ. The devil, 10:10, John 10:10, the thief come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Aquinas is a devil. There's no goodness and mercy. He doesn't understand. And I pray that God will grant you a resurrection mind. Let this mind be in you, Philippians 2, that was in Christ. Rise on your feet, everybody. I'm not sure you know this. Adigo on your soul. Nenua odigo nyozo labo shara odigo nyozo nenua odigo oh nani Jesus nihu nani Jesus nazo nani kane meurumpa nime odigo. Bow your heads, connect your hands together quickly. Is there any person here that you have not made peace with Jesus? I say, bow down your heads, connect your hands together. Let me have the honor to do to you what Biola did to me in 1988 when he presented Jesus to me. Oh, Pastor, I've been coming to church. That was good. We celebrate that. It is that church that made you hear this message. If you have no testimony of salvation, if by chance tonight become the last for you, will you be bold to stand before the master and for him to say, welcome, son, welcome to the home that he said. If you have never in your heart, raise your mind. Believe in him and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I have an opportunity for you right now. May as well raise your hand. You are not stepping out wherever you mean. Say, Pastor, I've heard the word. I believe the word. I'm a sinner. I want Jesus to save me. If you are in this congregation, I have just 2 minutes for that. Raise those hands. Thank you, my sister. Bow down your heads, every person. Raise your hand. Thank you. On the other side, wherever you may be. Okay? Without wasting much time, wherever you may be, repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for salvation that was delivered for mankind. For the remission of my sin. I'm a sinner. Receive me. Forgive me. I repent of my unbelief over the price that was paid. Save my life. Save my soul. Write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, say, Lord Jesus, grant me the power to live for you, to live with you, according to your will and your purpose over my life, in the name of Jesus. If you are one of those persons, let that hand be lifted up. Tankuri Bahanda. By the virtue of your belief and your confession, I welcome you to the Commonwealth of Israel and to the family of grace. Let God watch over you. Let your angels of protection and prosperity be dispatched to you right now. Keep you safe. We destroy every evil covenant that you are into that is operating over your life. By the blood of Jesus, we destroy that and set you free. In the name of Jesus, we declare that you are born again by the Spirit and by the soul and the body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal One of Zion. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Those of you that raised your hand after the service, I want you to see Deacon Victor. Where is Deacon Victor? Raise your hand. Please see this man. I want to see you personally before I leave service today. I want to pray with you, and I want to personally watch over you. And so, Father, we thank you for grace and mercy on this resurrection morning. Thank you. You took the shame that will not be under shame. Thank you. You went down that we may go up. Thank God you became the balm in Gilead. Heal us from our diseases. Thank you for the resurrection morning that gives us hope that death is not the ultimate. Lord, if there is a dying, there is a rising. And so therefore we shall see our loved ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we honor you, we bless you. We declare this in the name of God the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Everyone that believes shall say amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. To experience more, visit us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 8:30 a.m. at Victory Inheritance Ministries, plot 25, block A, Kusela Road, Ikate, Elegushi Waterfront, Fort Roundabout, along Conoil Gas Station, Lekki, Lagos, Nigeria. Or follow us on Facebook at Victory Inheritance Ministries, or you can email us at vimministries@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you.